Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Opening the information conduit all the way into tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Graveline. H. and Erasmo in the studio.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
History.
This week in 1894, the kinetoscope was demonstrated by its inventor, Thomas Alva Edison, in New York City. You remember that day, didn't you?
No, I was out sick.
A viewer that held about 50 feet of film, which was about 13 seconds worth, showed images of Annie Oakley and Buffalo Bill. In 1941, this week, Igor Sikorsky accomplished the first successful helicopter liftoff from water near Stratford, Connecticut. In 1947, this week, Zumar arrived. No, this is not about some comic book superhero or space alien. Zumar is a lens demonstrated by NBC TV in New York City. The Zumar lens is a device that can feature close-up and long-distance camera shots from a stationary camera. Eventually, the lens would be scaled down for use by regular photographers, not just for television. There are many different kinds of close-up and long-distance lenses today, including the zoom lens, which was named after the original Zumar.
I was going to say, the Zumar name also got scaled down to just zoom.
Yes, if you remember the pictures of these really, really old TV cameras, big cameras with multiple lenses on the front, and you basically had to rotate the front of it to switch the lens.
They would often rotate live, because if it was a live TV show, you had no choice.
Yeah.
So you'd see a rotation in progress, and would go to black screen, and then all of a sudden, the Zumar lens was showing you a close-up of the president speaking or something. Pretty cool.
And this week in 1956, Ampex Corporation of Redwood City, California, demonstrated the first commercial magnetic tape recorder for sound and picture. The videotape machine had a price tag of $75,000.
Yikes.
These early Ampex units were too large to fit in a small room. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
There's a show that is rich in tech history as well. Joe in Shelbyville, Tennessee, listens on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Hello, Joe.
I got a flash on my screen on my laptop that told me that I should call a certain number to get my computer cleared out. And I called the number, and they wanted to charge me like $600 for a program that was proactive anti-malware.
Yeah, Joe, I don't know. We get these calls a lot. And the only thing we can say is that if we'd make one of those, if I had a dollar every time I heard this story jokes, only it wouldn't be funny, especially under these circumstances. That is obviously a scam. Although you didn't say it, we're going to guess that you had your web browser open when this message popped up. The other day, ironically, I'm rebooting my machine, my main desktop machine here at the studios, because it was dragging really slow. And I had to reboot and then just, run some cleaning and so forth just for grins. And while it's in the middle of rebooting, I get a call, an actual phone call like that. Hi, this is Sebastian. Okay, from where? From the Geeks. Oh, okay. What are you calling for? I'm calling because we've detected a problem with your computer. You have a malware virus, and I'm calling to take care of that for you. Oh, good timing, I said, because my computer is, I'm having to reboot it again. It's really slow. Oh, he says, well, we're happy to help. And let me tell you what we can do. I just didn't have the patience anymore. I was going to start recording it and then playing it on the air and, reminding people like Joe not to fall for these scams. But by that time, my computer had rebooted and I was back to work and I just didn't have time. But now, that's really how they work, these scams. They use human engineering. They trick you into doing what the scammer wants, as opposed to a virus that tries to sneak undetected into your computer. The browser pop-up is the most common scam we typically hear about. The bottom line is this. Once you have your web browser open, you can't believe any of the pop-up screens you see unless that screen happens to clearly be from the antivirus software that's on your computer. Or when you visit into tomorrow.com, we have a little box that pops up that says, if you'd like to receive our once-a-week tech newsletter, you can put your email address in there. And that's all we ask for. So that's not a scam. That's perfectly legit. Those legitimate notices usually come from the system tray also, and not as a separate pop-up window, if you will, that are trying to scam you.
Yeah, and the other common thing is, like they said, when companies call you. So, rule number one is, once the browser is running, trust no pop-up. And, of course, rule number two is Microsoft, Apple, any other trusted company will not call you. Not now, not ever. Frankly, it's hard enough to get them to answer the phone when we call them.
Yeah, true.
So just know that the Internet is a dangerous place, so just be safe out there.
Yeah, Joe, I hope we helped you out there. That's something that, unfortunately, is all too common and can become a problem. But because Joe called in and we heard him on the air, he's going to receive some of our fabulous prizes. We've got several, for example, from Killer Concepts. Piggy Pro phone stands. These are actually in popular demand. They're razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone. Very cool.
From eBags, we've got some quick-charge batteries. Call it what you like. A battery, a power bank, a quick charge. We like to think of it as a lifeboat.
There you go. From UDock, we've got 550 docking stations. Imagine that you can put several of your devices, tablets, phones, whatever the case, into one device and put all those mobile devices into one thing, and they're all charging at the same time. We've got several of those to share with you.
From HyperX Cloud Pro Gaming Headset, compatible with Mac, PC, PS4, and mobile.
Ooh, that's expensive, too. From McCallie aluminum laptop stands, if you'd like a little height for your laptop.
And from My Phone Pouch, soft, stretchy pouches to carry your cell phone hands-free.
Yeah, these are pretty cool. You kind of tuck it in your pants, so you don't even need a belt. And Allison designed these and did a heck of a job. And just put your phone in the pouch, and it's always on your person. It's really cool. So, no promises, no guarantees, but any of those items we mentioned, when you call into the show, tell us. We'll do our best to get that to you. 800-899-INTO.